You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust, and this week we'll listen to a new CD from the Latvian Radio Choir, conducted by Sigvards Kalava, recently released on the Ondine label ODE 1402-2. As regulars to All Things Cage know, I'm partial to Cage's vocal works, and this recording makes a splendid addition to the ever-growing catalog of Cage's recorded works. As James Pritchett recounts in his liner notes, Cage was 67 years old before he tackled his first work for Choral Forces, and then composed only two. The first in 1979, Hymns and Variations, and the second and last in 1990, his 4-2, both included in the CD presented here tonight. Hymns and Variations is among my favorite works by John Cage. This piece is for 12 voices, a resetting of two four-part pieces by the early American composer William Billings from his collection, The New England Psalm Singer, composed in 1770. Cage took these two pieces, entitled Old North and Heath, and applied a method of subtraction and extension to create his own Hymns and Variations, five variations for each hymn. As Cage put it, his goal was to do something with early American music that would let it keep its flavor at the same time that it would lose what was so obnoxious to me, its harmonic tonality. He removed some notes and extended others, as Pritchett puts it, arriving at a music with less solidity and more empty space in it. Through selective erasure, Cage gave Billings' music a bit of harmonic amnesia. It's surely recognizable as 18th century music, but as Cage put it, it's suddenly brilliant in a new way, because each sound vibrates from itself, not from a theory. It would be more than a decade before Cage would begin composing his number pieces, with titles simply denoting the number of performers involved. These works, which number over some 43, range from solos to pieces for orchestra. One example is the other work we'll hear this evening, 4-6 from 1992, the superscript 6, denoting that this was his sixth number piece composed for four performers. 4-6 is somewhat unusual in the series in that the choice of the specific sounds we hear in each of the individual parts is left to the four performers. As Pritchett tells us, when we hear 4-6, we are hearing sounds chosen by the performers that are arranged in the flexible time bracket architecture of time composed by Cage. Cage's performance note for this work instructs the performers to simply choose 12 different sounds with fixed characteristics, amplitude, overtone, structure, etc. Play within the flexible time brackets given. When the time brackets are connected by a diagonal line, they are relatively close together. Thus, Cage has extended Western notation in such a way that results in works that, while fully notated, can never be performed exactly the same way twice. This is revolutionary stuff. Note that two other works from the Number Pieces series that are included on the Latvian Radio Choir CD, 5 from 1988 and 4-2 from 1990, are not included in this evening's program, but are both splendidly performed. Now, on to Hymns and Variations and 4-6, performed and recorded by the Latvian Radio Choir and broadcast tonight with the gracious permission of Ondine. Enjoy.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Mam. Thank you. Oh, Thank you. preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.